You're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston, and this is The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest. The Dark Forest.
Welcome back to The Dark Forest with your host, the Dungeon Master and...
the Crypt Keeper. It's a dark and stormy night tonight in the forest, but we are here, we are back, and yeah. We are live.
Dark, but do you see there's like a... it's kind of...
what is that? What is that? What's going on?
It's Dungeon Master... oh my god, Dungeon Master Crypt Keeper. It worked. It worked.
Whoa, what worked?
Wait, what worked? Who is this?
Hi, you remember the ultraviolet light? From a previous adventure in the forest.
Oh,
right.
Oh
my god. Yeah.
Of course, I remember you.
You can see me now, right? I'm like a big purple silhouette.
Yeah.
Yes. Your form is so corporeal.
I'm manifesting physically in the forest because something has been stolen from me.
Yes. Wow.
By a creature of the forest, and this could have deadly, deadly, grave consequences. We're gonna have to retrieve it.
Of course, we'll be happy to help you on your quest.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it hurts being made of photons, I won't lie.
Yes, I can imagine it is taking quite the effort to display your form here.
Okay. I think I know where to find this creature, but I'm going to be honest, this is scary. I've never actually been here before. I've never gone outside.
Thank you. waiting for a guy to come and take me by the hand. Sure, these sensations make me feel the pleasures of a normal man. New sensations barely end, so leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shuffle away. Stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, let it out somehow.
Well, here we are. We're going through the forest. We're listening to some post-punk served to us by the Whispering Winds. Long overdue. And we're here joined with the Ultraviolet Light. So, Ultraviolet Light, what exactly is this thing that you're looking for?
Well, so you know tarot cards, right?
Of course.
You know how they work 100% of the time and are basically a scientific thing.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's us up in the cosmos making that happen. It's very energy intensive, and we're all entrusted with one tarot card.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yesterday, I checked my drawer,
yes.
And it wasn't there.
Oh,
and that's big trouble.
Which card is it?
My card is the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
And it cannot fall into devilish, devious, or feisty hands, because whoever holds that card controls who lives and who dies.
That's
so
dangerous.
I've got to get it back. And to make things worse, the King of All Cosmos, he's coming around next week for an audit.
Oh.
He finds out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Been there. I don't envy you.
No. We got to get this thing back.
Yeah. And we must take caution when doing so. Watch our step. The void mold is spreading everywhere. It's taking over.
As always.
Large swaths of the forest have been, decimated down by the void mold to merely an abyssal sludge.
Yeah. celebrity chefs! But what am I now?
It's getting hard to see out here with, you know, it's really snowing in the forest. There's a lot of snow everywhere.
Absolutely. You know, visibility is kind of poor right now, but I think I have a general idea of the lay of the land here. We'll just have to do our best to trudge through the mire. Don't get lost in the void mold. You know,
I've never seen the snow before. This is so cool.
I know. It's quite something in the forest. It's quite terrible and horrifying.
Of course.
Because, you know, the creatures, they can survive the cold.
Of course. They are well equipped for it, particularly the deceiver who lurks around these parts. Now, it's just a hunch, but he may be the one that has stolen your Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, God. Not the deceiver.
Yes.
It would be terrible if he had my card in his horizontal hold.
I know. It would be quite terrifying. I've only seen bits and pieces of him. You really feel his heat more than you can see him, but he is around, and if he reaches for his revolver, you're toast, let alone whatever Wheel of Fortune he may possess. So if it is him, we got to be careful.
And he's impossible to communicate with, to negotiate with. He's always, you know, speaking in tongues, speaking in his makeshift languages.
Of course. We got to be careful.
Slowly through the holes and dampens my skin. I feel the sting of Mother Nature. I'm gonna close my eyes, and this is the only place I can do it. At the top of this hill, I sit down. Yeah.
Mike! Tom! Mike!
That was it. That was the Deceiver.
We saw him. We encountered him. We fought him. It was a crazy battle. I mean, you should have been there to see it.
You heard it, though. You heard
definitely
it right
heard
there.
It.
The Deceiver was truly frightening. He fought with Roman discipline.
He did. It was an intense battle, but I believe you've scared him off.
You got the card, right?
Yeah.
You got it back?
You retreated in the snow, surely.
I do. I have this card. But...
What does the card say? Surely it's your card.
He That's deceived the wheel. Us. This card is blank.
No, it can't be.
If I were to stare into the true wheel of fortune, I would see the wheels upon wheels upon wheels turning. This card shows me nothing. We must pursue him.
We have to find him again. Surely he can't have gone that far in the snow. I mean, Dungeon Master, or do you know the way? Where do we go in the snow?
Deeper. We must retrieve this wheel of fortune. We can't let it fall into the Deceiver's hands. Trust me, we can't.
No, it will be quite a grim ceremony if he's able to use the wheel. We have to go now while we still can.
Trigger ending a zip code last name, a cell forming a businessman's handshake. It's waiting on and needs blood to metastasize. I decide who lives and who dies. To God, act of the first milk of the apostles. Pulling yourself up by your bootstrap is impossible. I decide who lives and who dies. The flea, the fed up bull, the sinkhole, the asshole. He thinks he knows all answers. We're out for sale, it's always Christmas. I decide who lives and who dies. Emergency manager, an angry ex-husband, late with his payments and needs to cut costs. And them gum hacks pump poison through pipes. A rise of tide. I decide who lives and who dies.
are better with documentation. Still a holy from.
Oh, finally, we did it. The Deceiver has been bested. That was a crazy round, too. But, I mean, surely he has been scared off.
Yeah. Ultraviolet Light, you got that hardback?
Yeah, I got the card back.
Finally, the Wheel of Fortune is back in your possession, then.
We may not have truly, finally defeated the Deceiver this time, but I doubt they'll be showing their face again.
Yes, at least not for many wizard years.
I don't think I can stay here.
No?
It takes a lot out of me to stay in corporeal form like this.
Of course.
The core of my quasar is burning out. If I do this too much, I'll seriously reduce its lifespan.
Yes.
So I think I must bid you farewell.
Thank the universe is a fickle thing.
The snow, though, it's so beautiful.
It is.
It reminds me of a different time.
It's been great to have you.
It's been great to have you here. Thank you for coming on, and I'm glad that we could help you, Ultraviolet Light. Maybe we'll meet again some other time.
Maybe.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. They just disappeared. Back to the cosmos, I suppose. Took the wheel with them.
Well, thank you all for listening to The Dark Forest on WRBB Radio. As always, you can listen to this episode, show recording, and all previous show recordings on our website, darkforestwrbb.com.
Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
That's darkforestwrbb.com. As always, we do have one more song for you.